This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. DJ and producer Kareem Nace is going to join me to speak about his latest hit, Through a Party. Thanks for joining me, Kareem.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So tell me, how long have you been a DJ for?
So I started making music when I was 12, started by learning guitar. I used to listen to a lot of pop rock bands, such as Fall Out Boy, for example. Yeah, so then I started like making beats on my computer. Since then, I never quit.
You learned how to play instruments, the guitar, you said. So how come you didn't pursue that passion?
Because like I just wanted like to try to make like instrumentals, because I used to listen to a lot of electronic music in 2013, so when I was 13. And yeah, I just wanted to try, you know, to compose music on my computer and see, you know, how it goes. And, you know, I loved it so much that I decided to just like stop learning guitar and be more focused on this part of the music.
Now, from the time from when you were playing from 12 years old, so you have about 10 years of experience. Has equipment changed at all, like the type of equipment you use?
To be honest, not really, because at the time, you know, I just had like a laptop and a keyboard, basically. Then I just like, you know, bought some speakers and a sound card, but I have the same computer today, so, and the same keyboard, you know, so I never really changed that.
So for you, I have to know, what was the groundbreaking point of your DJ career?
I think it was in 2015 when I just won a contest organized by Stun Vibes, a small indie French label, which led me to play at the Paris Technoparade Festival, which is like a major EDM event in France. And this was like the first time for me playing in front of a public as a DJ. It was a lot of pressure, but also like a magical moment for me. Yeah, I think that was really like the groundbreaking point.
Wow, I would have been so nervous. Were you nervous in front of like a huge crowd like that?
Yeah. It was so huge, you know. I was only 15 at the time, so I was still a kid, you know. Yeah, it was like terrible, but also like so exciting, you know.
So I'm hoping you can answer this question for me, and it has to do with remixes. On YouTube, you can't help but notice that there are so many remixes for any type of song. How do you know when it's the official one?
You see like a remix with a lot of plays and that still be on YouTube or SoundCloud or, you know, any platforms, that means that it's the official one, you know. That means that the artist team has given the rights to the artist to put the tracks on the platforms.
So tell me about your latest song, Through a Party.
So basically, I was in Miami last year. I had this meeting with music agency there, and I played them some of my demos, and yeah, they just like really loved it. They were really excited about it, and so they decided to put me in contact with a huge songwriter there, which is Curtis the Kid, the artist who is featured on the track. And yeah, we just like started to discuss on Instagram, you know, like send some music back and forth. Yeah, I just sent him the beats of Through a Party, immediately sent it back to me, the amazing vocals of the track. And yeah, it was like I didn't have to change anything on the track. It was already ready for the release, you know.
Is not being in the same studio kind of difficult to do these kind of collaborations, or did you find it easy to do?
To be honest, I think it's easier if you're in the studio with the artist, because you can really like discuss about the track and, you know, what you prefer on the track, or what do you feel about the track, or what you want for the track. But I think if you think about, like, you can lose less time if you do it remotely, because, you know, you don't have to, like, for example, rent a studio. You are just, like, focused on the music. And so, yeah, I think it's faster to work remotely, but also easier to work like in the same room with artists. So, I mean, it depends, you know.
With that being said, was there something about on your end that you think like maybe it could have been improved if we had been in the same room together, or are you happy with the way the song came out?
To be honest, I'm really happy with the way that the song came out. We couldn't like go further with the track, you know. It's already perfect, you know. But yeah, you know, I'm really happy with that.
Okay, before we continue, let's take a listen to this particular song, Through a Party, featuring KTK.
Yeah.
must have been crazy. Come on, come on, come on.
Saturday just woke up. I don't even know what happened last night, but I'm feeling great. I got tagged in pictures, drinks that I was sipping. Guess I had a party on a wave. Everybody looked like they all had their hands up. I had shorty standing on the counter dancing. Phone got messages that I still gotta answer. That's it, last night was crazy. Hey, hey, last night I threw a party that I don't even remember. I heard that everyone was there, we all got lit together. Last night I threw a party that I don't even remember. But I still got that feeling and I hope it lasts forever. Last night I threw a party.
Some things we can expect from you in 2020?
A lot of more songs are coming. I will release a song next month. Yeah, I'm also working on new tracks to be released later on. And so a lot of new music.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can check my social media. So on Instagram, it's Karim Nas Music. And also on Spotify, on every streaming platform. SoundCloud, YouTube, Apple Music, yeah, every streaming platform, basically.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.